high in Hawaii, coming to you from Misty Mountain Studio, sitting at 2,444 feet above sea level on this big rock in the middle of the Pacific, just outside a volcano in the Puna district of the Big Island of Hawaii. Lord bless this planet, every living thing on it. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. Please be a friend, tell a friend something nice. You never know what could get somebody through the day. Credit Pat McAfee Show for that. Smile. Life is short. That's the theme of this episode. Oh, man. You got to see the dab hit I did right before we started rolling. Man. Wow. Put you right on the moon. Smile. Life is short. The title of this episode. I hope you dig it. Welcome to High in Hawaii. If it's your first time, this is a podcast for me to really kind of keep up with my friends, or my friends keep up with me, so on and so forth. Kind of just share what's going on in life, you know. We're high on life, high on the mountain, high on cannabis. This podcast is meant to be a form of entertainment and escape, while at the same time being informative about cannabis, cannabis products, and the different methods of consumption. A lot of people not new or not aware about dab hits or what a dab hit is. So that's why I do the videos, so you can see that little bitty spoonful is like smoking a whole blunt. I mean, wow. So we show you different ways. And if you're new, like I said, welcome. Kick back with your choice of strain and something to sip on and enjoy the stories and the tunes we're going to lay down for you. New sponsor is TwistedFusions.com. Promo code SHROP25. Save 25%. We got Pause for the Cause songs on the way. Wise Words coming up. Learning as I Grow. Greenhouse update and what's going on with all the plants. And Smile. Life is Short. The theme of this podcast. We'll talk more about it in just a little bit. Man. The dab is still dabbing. The episode brought to you under the influence of guava, live resin batter, 67.13% cannabinoids from Big Island Grown Store in the Hilo location. You can see the demo in the video for the dab hit. The video is on the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is free, so subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's free, but you have to subscribe because you got to be 18 or older. All the links are on the website, www.highinhigh.com. That's highinhigh.com. H-I-I-N-H-I.com. Follow me on Instagram if you can, because I don't really keep up with Facebook much. Everything I do on Insta is copied over. But like I said, I put everything on that YouTube channel too, so please check out the YouTube. So now it's time. Let's do it. Let's get fired up. Let's fire it up. You know what I mean. It's toke time. Let's fire it up. You got yours. I got mine. Let's get lifted. Let's get tuned. Let's get high in Hawaii. The first Pause for the Cause song gets us started. I got it from the album Metal. It's a cool tune. I dig it. I like playing the tune. It's just hard for me because there's a lot of chord changes, and it's up and down the fretboard. But this is Fearless, and you can find it in different locations as far as publications like Greatest Hits Collections and whatever. But I got it from the album Metal. All right. So here we are with Fink Floyd. Dig it.
You say you'd like to see me try.
Crazy, man. It's just cheering, and I mean, they're into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want to come across a bunch of soccer fans for sure, because I would be clearly telling them I don't like the game. I think it's stupid. If you can trip me, I should be able to get up and knock the shit out of you. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? There's some rules in there I don't agree with, but I like their passion for the game, so to speak. And the cheering at the end of this song is really, really loud. I just turned it down. This is skosh. Yeah, did another dab hit. I ain't scared. Fearless. Think Fluid. It's a song I want to play. I just don't have enough guitars. I can alternate tune to open F, I think it is, and play that song a lot easier than in a normal tune, standard tuning. But yeah, I like that song, and I try to play along with it sometimes. It's a fun song. Someday I want to be in a Pink Floyd cover band. The band's name will be Fink Floyd. And yes, that's an inside joke, but it's a good one. Brings me to mind my new sponsor, Twisted Fusions. Twisted Fusions with a Z at the end. Website is easy. It's listed on our chapter markers in the transcript. You also can click the link right there, the show sponsor link, and it should take you right to their website, twistedfusions.com. You see a little picture there on the screen? You may have to scroll down. Just depends on the device you're using and the platform that you're listening from. But click on it and check them out. You know, it's not any obligation. It's a safe website. I wouldn't ask you to go check them out if that wasn't safe. As far as, you know, any kind of like bug or whatever for your, what do you call that? A virus on your device or whatever. This is not a scam in any way. It's a good product. I just ate a piece right now. I just had this Delta 9 gummy, 10 milligram Delta 9 gummy, and a really good one. I think that was the apple flavor. Anyway, you see it right there. Just click on it. Or you can go to twistedfusions.com. That's a Z.com at the end. Promo code SHROT25, save you 25%. That's pretty cool. Appreciate that. Twisted Fusions has a wide variety of products, all hemp-derived. I just recently found out the chocolates are very popular. The chocolates are a combination of Delta 9 and CBD. Now, they make honey, gummies, candies, syrups, drinks, chocolates, and the list continues to grow. I mean, they continue to do new products, trying new things. It's all hemp-derived, Delta 9, Delta 8, HHC, and CBD. Everything is listed on the package and on the website, twistedfusions.com. Promo code SHROP25, save you 25%. Don't forget. Hey, they're out of Red Rock, Texas, just outside of Austin. And what I have for giveaways is what I just had just on the video right there as I was coming out of that, right during that song. I ate one of the Twisted Fusions Delta 9 gummies, 10 milligram. But I also have some of those to give away. I also have some HHC gummies, blueberry and strawberry cotton fluff. Those are 50 milligrams each. They're very tasty as well. I have some of those to give away when I'm out and about. So be ready. I'm going to be out and about soon. I don't know how soon, but soon. All hemp-derived, vegan-friendly, all-natural, lab-tested. Got QR codes on the label. Fancy. Got me now using QR codes. What the what? What the what? The gummy clusters, those are my favorite. I eat them like candy because they are, but I need to get them on my next order for sure. Hemp-derived, Delta 8, Delta 9, HHC, and CBD products in various combinations. Like I said, check out the website for more information. You don't, no obligation to buy anything. If you just want to learn more, they got all kinds of information there. And it's all provided at TwistedFusions with a Z at the end, .com. Fusions has a Z at the end, .com. Twisted Fusions. Like I said, the frequently asked questions page, the facts page, a lot of people like to call it, on their website, is extensive. And it answers a lot of questions, probably questions you didn't even know, you might not even know about. Like, you know, so check it out. Not intended for anyone under the legal age of 21. I think legally, somebody in the legal department sent down a message, said we had to put that in there. So there you go, legal department, you got your... Okay. Here's the deal. Twisted Fusions products, their edibles, are the best tasting edibles I've ever had. Point blank. Now, there's a lot of exciting things coming up for Twisted Fusions. I'm going to be adding some new flavors of Delta 8 gummies soon. Green apple, blue raz, also drinks with higher milligrams of Delta 9. I ain't supposed to talk about this, but they got a CBD cream that's in the works. They gave me a sample, sort of a beta testing kind of deal. and I used it. But my mama was having some problems with her knee, so I gave it to her. And next thing I knew, she said it was the best thing she'd ever used. Can I get her some more? I'm like, well, they're just trying it out. They didn't even got it on the shelf yet. And they were gracious enough to send her some more. And she is so grateful to Twisted Fusions for sending that pain CBD cream. She said it's the best she has ever used for her pain. That's a true story. I ain't making that up. That's legit. You want to call my mom and ask her, you can. TwistedFusions.com CBD cream is in the works. I just know that. That's all I can tell you. They don't have it on the menu yet, at least not as of the recording of right now. I may get in trouble for talking about it, but I just wanted to put it out there in the world that my mama said it was the best she ever used for her pain. She had two knee surgeries, and soon I think I'll get surgery on her shoulder. I hope not, but... No, I hope she don't need the surgery. Not that it doesn't happen. But anyway, the cream is helping her a lot. So thank you, Twisted Fusions. We appreciate you guys. And keep up the good work. Check them out, TwistedFusions.com. Use the promo code SHROP25. Save yourself 25% on your purchase. Let's get to Wise Words. Wise Words brought to us from a friend in Vegas. My buddy Don, him and his lovely wife Kay, they live there. In Vegas, I'm thinking about going to visit them, and he listens to the podcast a lot, and I'm grateful for that, man. He's a big fan of mine. I'm a big fan of his. We're buds. We're brothers, and so he sent me this, and I appreciate it because it's hard sometimes for me to come up with the wise words segment of the program. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fall back to some of the old stuff I used to use in radio and think, well, we didn't use this one in a while. Let's use it. But this one is brand new. Never heard this one until he sent it to me. And so here we go. Wise words. Not everybody will leave a legacy of being wealthy or famous, but everyone has the opportunity to be known for showing people kindness. And you know, that's a pretty good legacy to be known for. End of quote. That's Taylor Swift. Not everybody will leave a legacy of being wealthy or famous, but everyone has the opportunity to be known for showing people kindness. And you know, that's a pretty good legacy to be known for. There you go, Taylor Swift. Like that. Now, normally I would probably throw in some Taylor Swift music here, but I ain't going to try to BS nobody. I don't have no Taylor Swift music. I wouldn't know Taylor Swift's song if it came playing in my computer. I wouldn't know it. Because I don't listen to radio since I retired from radio. I don't listen to radio, period. So I never hear any new music unless I go to an artist's website and I click on it specifically. I have nothing against Taylor Swift. I'm sure she makes great music. I'm sure it's, you know, much better than I can do for sure. And she has millions of fans following her. That's all wonderful. I think she's a nice person. That's a good quote. I just don't particularly have any Taylor Swift songs for you right now, and it's time for another pause for the cause. So let's go to an old favorite, J.J. Cale, the original, After Midnight. Dig this.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug, lug, and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is a whole haven. After midnight, we gonna let it all hang out.
cause talk and suspicion. Give an exhibition. Find out what it is on layback. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
JJK.
After midnight.
Yeah, if I could play like JJ, man, that'd be good. It'd be better than good. It'd be great. I dig that J.J. Cale. Hope you dig it, too, as we roll on here in high in Hawaii. Don't forget our sponsor, TwistedFusions.com. Promo code SHROP25. Save you 25% on your purchase. Learning as I grow, you know, the segment we do, talking about things happening in the greenhouse, things that are growing on around here. And so in the video, there's a couple of different videos that you can see. Things that are growing on these days. It's that time of the grow season for some of the plants to be switched over from the flowering phase. Switched over to the flowering phase. I phrased that wrong. You can blame it on the dabs. Yes, it's switch time for some plants. Meaning some plants need to go 12 hours of darkness to start producing flowers. About 3 weeks ago, I moved 2 queen of jaw and 4 too cools. 6 plants I moved to the other side of the house for their switch. And then on the first day of spring, I moved the big girl, light of jaw, and a big pot with 2 plants in it, each queen of jaw. So those 2 got moved. And there was an incident the other night where rain kept coming down hard and one of the limbs broke. So had a bottom limb break off. You can see that in the video when I've done with that to try to repair from it. But anyway, I had one runt sort of a plant that was lagging along. I thought I'll move it in the house and see how well it works out. What I want to try to do is make a small plant with 1 big flower. I've seen pictures of it done. People grow them in like a, it could be a trick though. I think that picture's a trick, to be honest with you. Looks like they grow it in like a solo cup. You know what I mean? You could just cut the top off of a plant and stick it down in some dirt and make it look like that right off at the end of the grow. You could trick people that way, I think. But I don't know. I'm going to try to make it grow one. We'll see how big a flower it'll make. Others are still in the vegetative state. They're on an 18-6 time schedule. Now, some people like to go 24-hour light schedule. I do not. I found the amount of energy that it takes out of my batteries doesn't equal the overall growth or output of the plant. Other growers will tell you that your plant needs some darkness in every phase. But not everybody agrees. Normally, I would move the plants in and out of the grow room during the 12 and 12 schedule, but we have a guest staying here, so I'm putting them on the other side of the house where it stays the darkest at night. But tonight's going to be a full moon, so hopefully it'll be cloudy because a full moon can mess them up a little bit. It's early on in the flowering stage, and more likely in 6 weeks, it'd be more of a big deal. Isn't that how often the full moon is? Like every 6, I forget anyway. But so far, so good. Things are growing right along. Hopefully we can continue to have a successful harvest of these plants. I'm looking forward to the smell of the fresh flowers in the next few months, man. That is my favorite part, is those fresh smelling flowers. They smell so good. So I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, in the video, you can see a lot better about what I'm talking about, what's still in the vegetative state, what's been switched over to flower, and how fast things are growing along, and what I did with that limb that fell off, and how I've been trying to make it into a clone, but we'll just have to see. We'll see if it comes out or not, but let's get to another cause for the pause and see what it did. It's a Michael O'Neill tune from the album Still Trying. I really like this song. This is LLC. Dig this.
I hopped a train one night out behind a Texaco, and I rode it all the way to Detroit. And I got some bad information. Well, it's safe to say that train only got faster before it hit that straightaway. And the lesson that I learned ain't the lesson you're thinking maybe I should have learned. Now, jumping on that train was fun, and jumping off that hurt. And I took a cab one night down in old Mexico, and I spent all my money. I could not pay the man for the taxi toll. I flung the back door open and I jumped a couple of walls. I lost both of my shoes between the sand and the sidewalks. And the lesson that I learned ain't the lesson you're thinking maybe I should have learned. There wasn't flashlights looking for me. It's a lighthouse in the ocean taking turns. I've seen hills turn to mountains right before my eyes. Left me to ponder, boys, and then I realized that this old life was made for gamblers, and I'll take leverage, luck and compromise. When I was a younger man, did not think too far ahead of where I might be going, or wishing on my lucky stars. And one night of too much drinking, I stumbled from the bar only to get run over by my friend in his car. And as I bounced off the hood, then the windshield, and on over the top, I thought this could be bad. Thought it might end sad. Then I landed on my feet. And I've seen mountains go to hills right before my eyes. Left me to ponder. And I realized that this old life was made for gamblers. And I'll take leverage, luck and compromise.
LLC from his album Still Trying. It's one of my favorites from that album. I got another one of my top songs from that album coming up in just a few. Michael O'Neill. Smile. Life is short. I have this place I go to every day. When I sit there and I look down, I have a reminder, a short message to remind me not to take myself or life too serious. A quick reminder to quit stressing about things to come or things already done. A reminder that I wrote to myself a few years ago when I was working on this land originally. I knew there would be days when it would be necessary to see this message and remember not only the day it was literally written in stone, but all the days that had led up to that moment. I really thought at the time that future generations would see it and think fondly of me. But I think now, as it turns out, only a few guests and maybe the future owners, a few years from now, whenever that happens, will be the only people to view it, in person anyway. You could see it in the video. When I was pouring the concrete for the bathroom, which was probably the hardest part of the whole project here, not only that particular project, the bathroom. I think chiseling with a jackhammer through lava rock to get the drain pipe to go through, that part was right there with it. But the concrete kicked my ass, literally. It got me. It was tough. And I'm glad to say it's held up so far. But it was the hardest part of that job, for sure. But when I was pouring the concrete for the bathroom, I decided I wanted to scroll something on the floor in front of the toilet. And I'd seen these signs, a few of them, on the trees around the area when I drove around. And randomly placed, you'd never know. I know where they are now, but some had fallen down, some had been taken down, I don't know. But I'd seen more previously than I do now. And the sign says simply, smile, life is good. I really thought that was a good message. When I saw it, that's nice, you know, to remind people that life is good. To smile. I have to be reminded to smile because I'm kind of grumpy. And I don't smile a lot. So it's good for me to remind myself to smile. But I thought it was a good message. So on the day that I poured the mud, that's concrete for those, you know, don't know. When I went to go pour the mud in the area around the drain for the toilet, I decided I'm going to put a smiley face and that message in the wet concrete so it would be there forever. However, on the day that I was finishing up that part of the job, I was pretty dehydrated. I couldn't remember exactly what the sign said. I hadn't written it down anywhere. I just remembered it, tried to remember it. So I just wrote it the way that I saw it. You know what I mean? The way I needed to remind myself. And that is, smile, life is short. And so on the vodcast, in the video, you can see what I'm talking about. I'll put a picture right here. And you can see it's a little worn down, but the message is still there. Smile. Life is short. Although it seems slow sometimes in the moment, it goes by really fast when you start looking back. And I was trying to decide what to write about and what to talk about in this episode. And I knew there were some things, you know, that it was simple. I was going to play some songs. I was going to talk about what we're growing, blah, blah, blah. But what's the theme? What's the underlying theme of the podcast? So one morning, right there in front of me, smile. Life is short. And it is. Hey, I got another one for you from the album Still Trying. And this one hits close to home for me. And I'll tell you why after you dig on this. I remember.
My daddy drove a 1963 Dodge Dart. Just a shade somewhere above a green pear on the color chart. I was 12 years old, sitting all alone in the back seat, happy as a lark. And it was a Wednesday morning in the middle of the summertime. Being tired without a school, I asked Dad if I could go, and he said it'd be just fine. So at the break of dawn, I had my eyes on my big brother, and he was wearing a tie. I ain't never been down to San Antone. Dad said it's gonna be a long ride, And there wasn't much talking in the front seat, just a handful of nervous sighs. And my brother stared out the window like he ain't never seen nothing in his whole life, going blowing by. And I remember, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And I'll always remember. We stopped in Austin at a burger joint. I was hungrier than I'd ever been. I sit beside my brother, elbowed him in the ribs, and shot him a grin. He didn't say nothing, Dad didn't say nothing. They just sit there like two flags, waiting on the wind. We pulled on that Air Force base. It was straight up 2 o'clock. I seen 100 more boys. They looked just like my brother, a teenage tie wearing flock. And at that very moment, my brother seemed to me to be older than he'd ever been. Back in the car to head back home, I'm in the front seat this time. I had to look twice, make sure I seen it right. I seen Dad wipe tears from his eyes. Then I sat up straight, I swallowed hard and I asked Dad, where's Vietnam? And I remember, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And I remember. Daddy drove a 1963 Dodge Dart, just a shade somewhere above a green pear on the color chart.
Michael O'Neill from his album Still Trying, I Remember. Michael O'Neill, music.com. Check him out, man. One of the best songwriters I've ever known. Personally, I do remember. I know what it was like first time I went to that Air Force base, the one he's singing about. Now, I didn't go at that time, but it was another time, and I was there, and I do remember. And a lot of other people been through those gates. Been to basic training there on that base. Had many other bases, many other branches of the service. I just happened to be in the Air Force. He was singing about somebody going in the Air Force during Vietnam. That song, it hits home to me not only because I've been to that base, but I know some Vietnam veterans who are Air Force. And they tell me stories, or they have told me stories. Some have already gone. Some are still around. And it's good to hear the stories. It's good to hear them talk. Because talking saves lives. I have to remind myself, just like I do you on this podcast, that talking saves lives. National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 988, Veterans Press 1. It's a fact that we've lost more soldiers to suicide than all enemies combined. And, you know, I talk about suicide from a veteran standpoint, but mental health affects everyone. And another scary statistic that It just came up recently, in at least in my field of view, is that the fastest growing demographic for suicide is people over 65. Again, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 988. Veterans, press 1. It takes courage to talk. I get that. It takes a lot of strength to admit things that are going on inside your head. Having problems doesn't make you weak. Everyone has problems. Talking will help. Talking saves lives. I don't want to be a statistic. I don't want anyone else to be a statistic either. And that's why I always talk about the National Suicide Prevention Line being 988, Veterans, press 1. I put it on the cards. Now, it's going to be on the back, but really it's on the front. Just depends on how you look at the card. I'm going to hand them out from now on, that side forward. And it's simply going to say, talking saves lives. National Suicide Prevention Line, 988, Veterans, press 1. Even if you're not registered with the VA or enrolled in VA healthcare, it's available to all veterans and their families and friends 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's every day, all the time. It's available. Trust me, somebody's there that knows what you're going through. If you're a family member or a friend of a veteran who's struggling and you know it, but you don't know what to do, you can call that number. Tell them your situation. They'll connect you with somebody who can help you. And it's available to families and friends, all veterans. 988, Veterans, press 1. VeteransCrisisLine.net. You can see it right there on the chapter line, on the chapter markers. You can text 838-255. If you don't feel like talking to somebody, you just want to text, text to the number 838-255 that you want to text and talk through text. There's lots of ways to do it. Talking saves lives. Follow me on Instagram, YouTube, and the other social media. All the links on the website, www.highandhigh.com. The proceeding was created with 100% human content. Ain't no AI up in here. Please, be a friend. Tell a friend something nice. You never know what could get someone through the day. Credit Pat McAfee for that. Thank you for listening. Aloha. I'll come back now, you hear?
Happy night, die!
That boy ain't right.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey! Smoke weed every day.